News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good Monday morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. Well, we have warmer temperatures now. We'll be in the 40s today, but if you're under an order to run your tap water, you should continue doing that. Weston Public Works Director Keith Donner says just because it's warmed up outside doesn't mean your pipes aren't cold.
It being nice up in the part of the earth here that we live on, above ground, there's still 7 feet of frost, 6-7 feet of frost on the ground, so it's going to take some time for that to thaw.
By the way, that could be with us until mid-April, and until that time, pipes are still in danger of freezing or breaking. Now, if you did any driving over the weekend, you may already know this could be the worst pothole season ever. Steve Krebs is the chief materials engineer for the state DOT. He says there are a lot of frost heaves.
Well, the depth of the frost is a lot deeper than what we've seen in the past recent years. And as that frost goes deeper into the ground, it's causing more moisture to freeze and more heaving of the roadways.
Krebs says resurfacing options are limited because it's too cold at night and it gets warm during the day, meaning that the pothole problem could be worse in the next couple of weeks. A strong earthquake's being reported off the coast of Northern California. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 6.9, 50 miles west of Eureka, California. No tsunami warnings have been issued, and there are no immediate reports of injuries or major damage. The probe into the disappearance of a Malaysia Airlines plane does not yet include the FBI. A senior law enforcement official says representatives from other agencies and from Boeing will arrive today in Kuala Lumpur. Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared suddenly from radar screens while traveling to China. 239 passengers and crew members were on board. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says the Obama administration should consider military force in Ukraine. He tells Face the Nation on CBS that reinstating the missile defense program with Poland and other Eastern European allies and offering support to Ukraine's military may be a good first step. Wausau city leaders have entered into another no-bid contract, this time to supply fuel for city vehicles.
A city spending audit done by Daily Herald Media found that Wausau entered into an exclusive renewing contract with Reser Oil, making them the fuel provider for every vehicle and machine in the city, besides buses. State law allows a municipality to enter into a no-bid contract if they can show no other vendor would have met their requirement. At least one other company told the Daily Herald they would have made a bid if a request had been put out by the city. Reser sold over $750,000 worth of fuel to Wausau in 2013. Raymond Newport, WSAU News.
A man's in the hospital after a snowmobile crash near Tomahawk over the weekend. It happened Saturday afternoon. The injured man's a 45-year-old from Waukesha. Sheriff's deputies have not released his name. He's in fair condition at the St. Joseph's Trauma Center. The crash happened in the town of King near Old County Road D. The sheriff's deputy says the driver was traveling on the south edge of the road when he reached an intersection and accelerated quickly to get over a snowbank, but that launched his sled into the air when he lost control. The snowmobile driver was cited for operating while intoxicated. Fans of the show True Detective who watch it online got an unwelcome surprise last night. So many people were logging in at the same time that HBO Go, the cable network streaming service, crashed. HBO Go sent out a tweet acknowledging the problem and suggesting that users try again later. Getting warmer today. Let's check the Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A bit of light fog possible early on today, otherwise partly sunny. Another nice one out there, a high of 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a couple of light rain or snow showers late, mainly in the far south, low down to 27. And there might be a rain or snow shower early Tuesday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, turning partly cloudy later in the afternoon, a high of 37. Cold again on Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 24. I'm Newsline Eye meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Some areas are just below freezing this morning, which means anything that melted yesterday may have frozen up again overnight. So sidewalks, your driveway, and getting out to your car, keep that in mind as you start your day this morning. We have the six-day forecast, hour-by-hour temperatures, and the real-time weather radar. Zoom right into street level of your neighborhood at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.